Amber Lace has been at the Rockville Women's Correctional Facility for 13 years. She's serving time for murder.
You know, a lot of us girls that are here, we're beaten down. We've lived horrible lives, and not a lot of good things have happened.
According to court records, she was part of a group who killed a drug dealer they were trying to rob. She still has 10 years left on her 23-year sentence and has found a way to deal with prison life and prepare her for when she gets out.
I don't know how I could do my time here without being in the program. It helps me.
Lace is a handler in the prison's Adopt program, which pairs dogs from an Indiana animal shelter with inmates who train them in basic obedience skills.
It helps me get, it gives me something to look forward to every day. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I actually am doing something good.
Janine Ostrom manages the Park Vermilion County Animal Shelter that partners with the prison on the Adopt program. She says the program helps more than just the inmates. The dogs benefit too.
So a lot of dogs that either, you know, come into the shelter as strays or maybe didn't get the type of training that they should have had in their homes, they get that training at the Adopt program, which makes them much more adoptable.
The women work with their dogs every day, training, grooming, and cleaning up after the animals. Sherry White manages the Adopt program and says after 3,600 hours of work with the dogs and some additional classroom time, the women are awarded a Department of Labor certificate in animal husbandry.
They have to earn every single hour they get, and it's a rough 2 years for them. It's not easy.
This program is not the only one of its kind. About 36 U.S. states have some type of prison program that involves animals. In 2007, a study published at the University of Illinois at Chicago found that these types of programs improve inmates' ability to better communicate with others and their understanding of appropriate social behaviors.
It's learning how to live with others, learning how to work with others.
Inmate Amber Lace says that's the hardest part of the program.
You know, we're all women, so personalities clash sometimes. So if one person's having a bad day, you know, it could just set the mood and make it kind of rough to be around, you know.
At one point, Lace had to leave the program because of behavior problems. White says she pulled her aside and showed her what would happen if that didn't change.
I would set up scenarios where I would take her into the visiting center and I would put her on one side. There's a non-contact room and say, pick up the phone and talk to me because this is how you're going to be talking to your kids. You keep it up.
Before Lace could return to the program, she had to prove to White that she was ready for the responsibility again. Lace knows she's making a difference through the program and says that's a good feeling.
Me personally, I've done a lot of wrong in my life, and this gives me a chance to make it right. It gives me a chance to look at something. I'm doing something positive.
Though she knows she's doing good, Lace says one of the biggest struggles is saying goodbye to the dogs, especially Georgie, a deaf boxer she taught to respond to sign language.
Everything that he did, he looked towards me, so he relied on me 100% all the time. Everywhere I went, he went with me. I was his ears for everything. He looked to me for any answer that he needed. He looked to me.
But she knows the dogs are going to a happier life.
They're going to go to their forever home. We know that they're finally going to get to be happy. They're finally going to be free. So it feels good. It really feels good.
While each dog spends about 3 months in training at the facility, most have adoptions lined up before they graduate. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Caitlin Bain.